Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about Impress, Press On Falsies, and Press On Manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles, and the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress, that's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles, and then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Welcome to Hollywood's biggest night, the Los Angeles Awards. Tonight, we're honoring these people and products who made your 2023 a little more cosmetically elegant. Appearances by some of your favorite founders. Who will take the top prize for your favorite person to follow? Did Charlotte Tilbury reign supreme as your favorite makeup brand 3 years running? And which product takes home the coveted prize? The Hero, joining past winners the Dyson Airwrap and Vacation Classic Sunscreen. The answers were in your fingertips. Let's see how the Glamcademy voted. Without further ado, here's your purveyors of pretty, the Oracle of Beauty Trends, Retorter reporters, your hosts on the West Coast, Kirby and Sarah.
It's Hollywood's biggest night.
Woohoo! I saw someone put Hollywood's wettest night in regards to the Grammys, and I'm like, yeah, that's accurate. Also, still wet. So yeah, it's Hollywood's wettest, biggest night here at Los Angeles.
You know what? It would not be an awards show if the weather wasn't absolutely terrible in Los Angeles. So I feel like this is very fitting. Yes, exactly. So we have the 2023 Los Angeles Awards, not 2024, because this is for the previous year. And we had a lot of questions. When are these happening? Much like the Emmys were delayed this year. Very fitting that the Los Angeles Awards were also delayed. So we are coming to you live, actually recorded from Los Angeles.
In 2024.
In 2024.
But hey, all of the winners and all of the brands and all of the products are still very relevant and incredible. So it's fine.
Before we get into the awards, I have some awards that we're going to do ourselves because
love that.
The Los Angeles Awards. Those are the awards for the Glamgelinos to vote. And so we like to reiterate that if your brand or your fave or whoever didn't win this year, that's on you. That is a you problem, because we don't decide these things. You do. We had amazing responses. We had some incredible people left little reviews, little notes about why they voted for each product or brand or person. So we'll share some of those as well. But Sarah, I want to know for you, and this is actually kind of like a 6-month follow-up to what we talked about mid-year, but what brand do you think won 2023?
Ugh, it's so hard because we could, again, go by category. Did I say this last year? And gosh, I feel like people are going to be like, oh, they're paying her to say it. But I really do feel like Miss Hailey Bieber had a phenomenal 2023. Like, Rode really just continued to take over everything.
Okay. I think that's a fair one. That's a good one. Miss Hailey Bieber.
Miss Hailey Bieber. Okay, also Naturium had a fucking fantastic year. So I have to add that one. What about you?
I said Elf last year.
Yeah, okay.
At the 6-month mark, and I still agree with that. I mean, now looking at it in whole, I just think that they really, really killed it. But I think that Drunk Elephant had a monumental year. Monumental.
I was just going to say, Drunk Elephant, this is how my brain worked. I was like, Sol de Janeiro had a really good year. Oh, wait, The Children, Drunk Elephant.
The Children actually had the best year in 2023.
Yes. Beauty-loving Children. They had a time last year.
Ulta and Sephora really turned it out in 2023 thanks to these little Gen Alphas, little Evelyns, little Gen Alpha influencers. So I think Drunk Elephant, I mean, I even said this to Tiffany when she was on the podcast, but like that was a brand that I felt like didn't really have a lot of pop for a long time. Obviously, they had already sold the brand, so it wasn't like they were really struggling anyway. Obviously, they have a lot of tried and true products that people love, but with Alex Earle talking about the DeBronzy drops and now so many brands duping them, I actually want to talk about this in an upcoming news episode because we are seeing so many versions of these drops now, like highlighter drops, peach drops, the bronzing drops, and all different kinds of shades. So I think that they really set the tone with that. And then the kids became obsessed with them. And now they just have had this almost like a brand refresh of sorts. I would love to get data from Ulta and Sephora on how their sales either skyrocketed or, you know, like if they've seen any data points that have proven that, you know, this past year has been really, really good for them.
Yeah. I sent Kirby a screenshot of my niece Kenzie's friend for Christmas received, like, you know, a few of the Drunk Elephant products. And she wrote, best Christmas ever.
I know.
Just was dying.
My friend Natalie, and she was my former roommate, sent me a video and she was like, we call each other Babus. She's like, Babus, I thought y'all were crazy talking about this, but my friend sent me this of her niece and it's like a child obsessed with her skincare regimen. So for all of y'all last year who thought we were losing it, I remember when we first talked about tweenage clean. We did a whole episode dedicated to it. This was like October, September. Mm-hmm. Y'all thought we lost our damn minds. Like y'all were like, this is a niche thing. This is not real. No, this is real. This is a generational thing that's happening. And I think it's a rite of passage. Just like, don't use retinol. Don't use glycolic acid. Like stick to just moisturizers and maybe like, I don't know, a little serum, hydrating serum if you want. Like, I don't care, but
yeah, some facial mist. That's not gonna hurt anybody. Oh my god, the video with the
no. What was it? What did she do?
It was she was like, I need it, and her mom was like, well, what does it do? She was like, I don't know.
Dodo ho, child. Get in there, girl.
Okay, maybe next year we'll have a best teen brand award.
Oh Jesus.
Teen Choice Award, that's what we'll call it.
The Teen Choice Award. What would a little baby Glam Gelino be called? A Glam Bambino?
Oh my God. Did you just come up with
Yes, I did.
That's little so cute. Glam Bambino.
So if you are under the age, if you are under the age of 18, you are a glam Bambino. That's what you are.
That's really good, Kirby.
That is so cute. So cute. All right. Let's get into these awards.
All right. The first category we have is the new brand of the year. The nominees are CL, KJH brand, which is Katie Jane Hughes' brand, Loved One by John Legend, Maine by Jen Atkin, Pavis, Polite Society, and Prequel. And the winner is Prequel!
Woo! And we have an acceptance speech on the ready from Dr. Sam.
Hey, Glamgelinos. Sam Ellis here, founder of Prequel, and I am so honored that you voted for Prequel as new brand of the year. Especially being such a young brand, your support feels so special. As a dermatologist in creating Prequel, I had this vision for a brand that took the fundamentals of skincare, but then elevated that in the form of affordable products so you could have things that were efficacious, but that you also looked forward to using and enjoyed using. And to see how that vision now resonates with so many of you, it's a dream come true. So thank you again. Stay tuned. There's so much more to come from Prequel.
The next category is favorite guest episode. This one won by a landslide. There's no denying it. The nominees are Annie Lawless, founder of Lawless, episode 322. Courtney Cox, founder, Home Court, episode 303. Danessa Myrick's Beauty, episode 343. Dr. Muneeb Shah, dermatologist at Dr. Lee, episode 353. Javon Ford, cosmetic chemist, episode 341. Kelly Adderton, founder, Ryle, episode 362. And Sophie Pavitt, founder, Sophie Pavitt Face, episode 360. And the winner of your favorite guest episode is Courtney Cox.
Woo!
Courtney, take it away.
Hi, this is Courtney Cox from Home Court. I'm so excited to be a Los Angeles Award winner. I had the best time with Kirby and Sarah, and I'm honored to be your favorite guest of 2023.
Okay, I just have to add, so we had, you know, people add their responses about why they chose the person, and this one's really cute. She's literally my 90s beauty icon. I wanted to be like her since I was 5 and sneaking friends when my mom watched. The episode was her revival. Wow. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very impressive. There was a lot of great responses, too, for the other nominees.
Totally. So many really, really sweet messages. We should share them.
Like Danessa, I just respect Danessa so much. She never gave up on her brand. She's such a wonderful and giving human being, and it is no wonder she is so successful, and her products are amazing. And we have to agree.
You like this one, Kirby. Nothing but respect for my favorite journalist, Gail Weathers. Also inspired me to start thinking of nice home care items as gifts. Anyways, Courtney, thank you for that lovely acceptance speech. Next up, we have favorite makeup brand. The nominees are Charlotte Tilbury, Danessa Myricks, Half Magic, Jones Road, MAC Cosmetics, and Rare Beauty. And the winner is Rare Beauty. Congratulations, Selena.
Congratulations, Selena. Here's what some people had to say. The brand has been vocal about mental health issues and introduced its social movement, Rare Impact. One of the most recent educational campaigns under the ambit of Rare Impact is Your Words Matter, which aims to bring people's focus to the power of words they use and the impact they may have.
Selena Gomez is such an icon, and she does an amazing job of creating products that actually work well.
Congratulations, Rare Beauty and Selena. Favorite hair brand. Hair is having a big year this year. So we're only going to just see more and more hair innovation come. But in this case, here are the nominees. Briogeo, Crown Affair, K18, Olaplex, Way, Rose, and Virtue Labs. And the winner is...
No, wait, sorry. It's Olaplex. I'm sorry I fucked that up. Sorry, Kirby.
You're going to Steve Harvey me over here?
gonna Steve Harvey be on? I know, just, I'm sorry. Okay.
And the winner is Olaplex. Woohoo! Accepting the award for Olaplex is Olaplex's CMO, Charlotte Watson.
Hi, Los Angeles listeners. It's Charlotte Watson, the CMO at Olaplex. I'm coming at you from my backyard in LA, and I want to say a huge, huge thank you for voting Olaplex best hair care brand this year. Thank you so, so much.
It is literally my favorite thing when British people pronounce Los Angeles and they say Los Angeles.
Do they say Los Angeles?
Los Angeles. Do you remember our interview with Jane from Dermalogica?
Yep.
And she would always say Los Angeles. Los Angeles is like my favorite thing.
Los Angeles.
Congratulations, Olaplex. OG. Everyone freaking loves you.
I love every product of theirs, but my favorite is the blow dry mist. Having naturally wavy hair, I'm able to spray it in and go on and not worry about frizz. I also add the famous duo of 6 and 7 while still wet. Love, love, love Olaplex.
Favorite skincare brand. The nominees are Dew, Drunk Elephant, Naturium, Paula's Choice, Rode, Shawnee Darden, and Summer Fridays. Ooh,
that is a stacked category.
Extremely stacked. And the winner is Dew.
Way to go, Dew. Do you.
Way to go, Dew.
We knew this. We knew this.
Yeah, this was like, come on.
Yeah.
The glams like really, really love Dew.
They do.
Award season never goes by without Dew winning one award. And we have an acceptance speech from Joyce DeLimos. She is the chief product officer and co-founder. So here it is.
Hi, everyone. Joyce from Dew Skin here. I just wanted to give a warm and heartfelt thank you to all of the amazing Glamgelinos that voted for us this year and named us as favorite skincare brand at the Los Angeles Awards. It's so cool. I was ecstatic to hear the news. I want to say thank you to Kirby and Sarah, who have always supported us this entire journey. Thank you to the entire Dew skincare team. This journey would be nothing without all of y'all. I'm so happy every single day that I get to wake up and be on this ride with you guys. It's been amazing. To everyone else, we're working on some really cool things, so stay tuned. And from everybody at the company, thank you again so much for all of your support. We love you guys.
Amazing. And here are some of y'all's reviews of Dew. It says, Deliverance actually works and Air Angel is the only moisturizer I've repurchased. I have oily skin and feel like everything's catered to dry skin, so I was thrilled that they launched Air Angel with oily skin people in mind. The Deliverance serum was a slow burn for me, but now is a must have. I tried it once and it wasn't consistent and didn't notice much different, or they weren't consistent rather. The second time I tried it and was consistent and my skin looked great, but I attributed it to so many other products in my routine. It wasn't until after stopping that I realized how much my skin loved it and their moisturizers, chef's kiss. Congratulations, Dew. Now your favorite beauty person to follow. The nominees are Alex Earle, Charlotte Palermino, Dr. Shaw, Katie Jane Hughes, Jackie Ina, Javon Ford, and Sophia Ritchie. And the winner of your favorite beauty person to follow is Katie Jane Hughes. Woohoo!
Woo-hoo!
And we have Katie here to accept her award.
I feel incredibly honored. It is the third year of the annual Los Angeles Awards, and I won favorite beauty person to follow. I've never won anything in my life. Actually, KJH Brand won a few awards this year, but that's a separate subject. I want to say thank you so much to everybody who voted, and I am so, so grateful that my content brings you any kind of joy or education, because that's why I'm on this platform and all of these platforms, is to be able to break down the makeup tips and tricks to really help you digest them. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you to Sarah, and thank you to Kirby.
Best product launch of the year. We have Danessa Myrick's Beauty Groundwork Palette, the House Labs Triclone Concealer, Kayali Yum Pistachio Gelato 33, Naturium UV Reflect Sunscreen, Rare Beauty Brow Harmony Flexible Lifting Gel, Rode Peptide Lip Tints, Summer Fridays Rich Cushion Cream. And the winner is the Danessa Myricks Beauty Groundwork Palette.
Yay! Thank you to the Glangelinos who voted the Groundwork Palette as the best product launch of the year. I created this palette as a means to give everyone the confidence to play. And it's really, really inspiring to see so many people from all different backgrounds, from beauty beginners to the pros, use this palette and share how impactful it's been to their beauty business and their beauty routines. I seriously want to thank Sarah Tan and Kirby Johnson from the Los Angeles podcast. This is such a huge honor, and I can't thank you enough for the love and support. It really means the world to me. And last but not least, I really like to take the time to thank my DMV family for making this Groundwork palette a stellar launch. Thank you.
Thank you, Danessa, so much. Danessa came on the pod. If you haven't listened to that episode, get on it. It is one of my favorites. I think one of both of our favorites.
Yeah.
Here's some things you guys had to say. A creamy matte pomade is so underrated, especially when it comes to cosmetics, especially one that can be used in multiple areas of the face. Cream products allow for all consumers to experience the ease of applying color. Now, when you mix that together with a powder that absorbs and controls oil, it creates magic. This is the best review possible for the Groundwork palette. I am obsessed with this palette. I never usually use cream shadows at all. Since I got this palette, I mean, it is truly the palette I travel with. I do not go anywhere without it. It's a great contour. It's a great bronzer. It's great for a smoky eye. There's just so many things that you can do with this palette that make it, I mean, y'all chose correctly. It's such a great product.
It's so good. I saw Danessa over the weekend and I literally was like, your Groundwork palette is just so incredible. And I don't know anyone that has it that is not obsessed with it. And she was, in true Danessa fashion, she was extremely humble and was like, really? And I was like, yeah, girl. Yeah, believe it.
I want her to come out with bigger pots or like pans.
Or like singles, right? Also too, like we use all of them, but like I would love to travel with just like one or two of them too. And like you said, bigger.
Yep.
We need bigger ones, Danessa.
Because naturally there are some shades you gravitate more than others. But love, love this palette. If you guys haven't, you should definitely check out our Shop My Shelf where we have it listed and you can get it and live your best life. We reached the end already. Wow. Okay. This is the end. The Hero. This is a product that has stood the test of time or will have a strong legacy. Last year, it was Vacation's classic sunscreen, which was, in my opinion, a staple, a classic that has longevity. Who won the year before that? Do we remember?
Dyson?
Oh, it was the Dyson Airwrap. Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was. I think you're right. It's just like one of those products that is a staple.
Yes, that's gonna, like you said, stand the test of time. A hero forever.
All right, here are the nominees for the hero. Armani Luminous Silk Foundation, Beauty Blender, COSRX Advanced Snail 96 Mucin Power Essence, Dew Instant Angel Moisturizer, Dove Beauty Bar, Hero Cosmetics Mighty Patch, Fresh Soy Face Cleanser, Glossier Boy Brow, K18 Leave-In Molecular Repair Mask, Maybelline Stay Matte Ink Liquid Lipstick, Olaplex number 3 Hair Perfector, and Rare Beauty Soft Pinch Liquid Blush. And the winner of the hero for 2023 is Armani Luminous Silk Foundation.
She is that girl. She is that girl.
Don't even try to fight it, okay?
No.
You can say what you want, but Armani, they know what they're doing over there. There's a reason why people are obsessed.
There is a reason.
Makeup artists, regular people. I remember when I first bought this product, it was like probably 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah, like this product, even before I was in beauty, it was like the product that like celebrities would always call out, be like, this is my staple. This is the secret to like my skin. It's like, whatever, sure. But then you're like, no, I understand.
Yeah, and it was before makeup artists were being paid to talk about brands. Like, it was in all of their kits. They were depotting them because they were in these glass bottles. And I understand this because I remember I went to Nordstrom and I saved up my pennies and I was like, I'm going to buy Luminous Silk. It was like $74 or something. I took it home. I used it one time. It rolled off the counter and shattered everywhere. Deeply disturbing moment in my young life.
Look at you now, though.
Look at you now.
Attending all of the Armani events, getting gifted, shade matched by their head of makeup.
Global makeup artist. Yeah. I mean, listen, we love Armani over here. I use the Luminous Silk concealer every single day of my life. So,
oh my God, me too. Here's the thing with this product. If you are not on board, it's because you don't know your shade.
I agree.
Like, if you're like, no, it's not for me. No, you need to go get shade matched, because there was a time when I was like, I don't really know. And then even when I like sort of like rediscovered it when we were at that event, because it's like, you know, we're trying so many different products. And then she was like, you're 5.8 or whatever it is that I am. And I was like, oh my God, I forgot how incredible this looks on my skin. It just makes you look just flawless. Perfect finish.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah, it blurs the skin. It's self-setting, so it's a really great under-eye concealer. I mean, I have it on right now. I truly use it. It's my go-to concealer, pretty much.
And then honorable mention to the eye tints. Have you tried them?
Ooh, no.
So they're like liquid, but then they dry really quickly. So you don't have to like put a powder on top. And it's just like perfect, like smoky eye. They have like these beautiful brown neutral shades. They just know what they're doing over there, obviously.
I mean, clearly. I also love their blush. There's this really pretty pink blush.
Yes.
I love it. Love it. Congratulations, Armani. We love ya.
Timeless, that girl forever.
That girl forever. Glams, thank you so much for voting in the 2023 Los Angeles Awards. We cannot wait to see what this year brings. We have a lot of fun in store here at Los Angeles. A lot of moving and shaking. We hope to see you in real life at some point. And in the meantime, if you love this podcast, have the courage to share it with the friends. When people say that, it always makes me laugh. Have the courage to share a podcast with a friend. Why do people say that?
Which episode, Kirby, would you share with a first-time person, a first-time listener?
First-time listener, I would have them, I would share, why are all the beauty brands going to Ulta?
Yeah, that I feel like is a true essence of us.
That is the essence of us. It's us kind of being little jokesters, but then getting the reporting in there, getting the tea.
Got the data.
Or maybe one of the kids' skincare episodes. I feel like those are always informative to people. Or Kelly Adderton, if you want a good guest episode, Kelly Adderton's episode about her life as a magazine editor at Allure.
Yep.
And the thing that Taylor Swift did that kind of blew her mind. That's a great episode too.
These are all things that you're only going to, examples of things you're only going to get from Los Angeles. You heard it here first and only.
First and only. So support us. Support us by having the courage to share a podcast episode. All right. We're out of here.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.